Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And it is our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Always a pleasure to talk with Ken Hellenius. Good morning, Ken, and how is springtime in South Bend?
Well, it's rainy and gray and very northwestern, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Quite lovely. Yeah.
Well, are you following the March Madness tournament? We've been kind of following along with St. Peter's.
Right, yeah. St. Peter's, who'd have thought? I honestly can tell you I had not heard of St. Peter's prior to their stunning victory there in round one.
Right.
And, a little Jesuit school in New Jersey, and they're kind of, in some ways, some of the last hope. I mean, obviously Villanova is still in, but with Gonzaga getting knocked out, that's kind of a bit of a shocker.
I watched that last night, and they just, yeah. Arkansas, credit to Arkansas, they played really well. So, yeah, it's fun to follow the tournament. Well, as you know, today, Ken, is a special day. Not only is it the Annunciation of the Lord, but Pope Francis will be consecrating Russia and the Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary this morning. In fact, we're going to be airing that consecration at 9 a.m., so folks can tune in for that. So I don't know how much you know about this consecration, Ken, but tell me a little bit about it or what you do know.
Yeah, so, consecration is a relatively common word in our life of faith. It means to set something apart, to dedicate it to a sacred purpose. We consecrate church buildings, we consecrate chalices and patens. Women can become consecrated virgins. Religious orders live a consecrated life. And of course, we use the word consecration to describe the action that takes place at Mass when the bread and wine become the Eucharist. In this particular case, the Holy Father is going to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is something that comes from a request of Our Lady during her appearance at Fatima in 1917. The visionaries there at Fatima said that Mary requested specifically the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. And she said, if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. She said, however, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. So this is what Our Lady told the visionaries at Fatima. Of course, the three visionary children who saw Our Lady at Fatima. Sister Lucia was the last to die. Her cousins are now saints themselves. And so they reported Mary's request. And that's really what Pope Francis is going to be doing today, is to consecrate, to set apart, and to set apart Russia and Ukraine for the sacred purpose of peace. So that's what today's prayer is really all about.
Around what year was that at Fatima?
Yeah, so that was 1917. So it was actually in the midst of the First World War. And just as Russia was experiencing, of course, its great revolution and the revolutions of 1917 that began in March and ended in October, this particular revelation to the children was given to three shepherd children who knew nothing about the World War,
right,
who knew nothing about Russia and the revolutions taking place. So it has to have a supernatural origin to it. And the church has declared that Fatima is worthy of belief. Of course, it's a private revelation. It's not public revelation on par with the scriptures. But the church has said that we find no error in what the visionaries report that Our Lady told them. And so for those children to hear this message about Russia, about the consecration of Russia being important for world peace, that's why what we do today, what the Holy Father does today, and what we ourselves are invited to do as well. Here's the other part. It's the prayer of consecration by the Holy Father, but Our Lady also requested what she called the communion of reparation on First Saturdays. So this is our personal invitation to participate in prayer for peace by going to Mass on the first Saturday of every month to take Holy Communion and to pray for peace and to pray for forgiveness for the errors and sins of the world, including our personal sins. So there is a universal prayer the Holy Father is presiding over, and there's also this personal participation that we too are invited to actually enter into through our prayer.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, our man at the University of Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, and of course the host of Living Stones, heard right here, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evenings at 7:30. So you talk about this happening back in 1917, but what amazes me is still how prophetic that is today, given the circumstances happening in Ukraine right now.
So many things that Our Lady said at Fatima have proven to be truly prophetic. I mean, she actually, in a vision that she gave the visionary, they saw a man dressed in white being shot. And of course, Pope John Paul II interpreted this as the attack on his own life in St. Peter's Square
right.
in 1981. Mm. And so, which happened to take place on May 13th, the very day that Our Lady first appeared at Fatima. And so these sorts of, you know, we could call them kind of coincidences, but in many ways they seem to be prophetic insights that Our Lady invites us into prayer and always invites us back to her son, Jesus Christ. I mean, remember, today is the feast, the solemnity of the Annunciation. Today is the day in which Mary's significance becomes significant itself. She says yes to the request of the angel that she might bear in her womb the very Son of God. The Christ himself becomes incarnate. And that's why Mary is important, because she is the first to say yes to Christ, to say yes to receiving Christ into her heart, which transforms the entire world. It transforms salvation history for us. Mm. And so she always brings us back and points us back to her son, Jesus Christ. And that's why the fact that this is happening even today on the 25th of March is also significant.
Wonderful insight from Ken Hellenius, University of Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, and host of Living Stones, Mater Dei Radio, 7:30, Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Ken, thank you so much. Great insight on the consecration, the history behind it. So appreciate your thoughts on that.
My pleasure. And, you know, we join in prayer around the world with the Holy Father today, and it's a very exciting invitation.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
You too. Take care.